Genesis chapter 6. And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born to them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, beautiful, and they took for themselves wives of all whom they chose. And the Lord Jehovah said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, because he also is flesh, yet his days will be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in to the daughters of men, and they gave birth to children by them. The same became mighty men which were of old, men of renown. And God Jehovah saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart were only evil continually. And it repented the Lord Jehovah that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord Jehovah said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the crawling thing, and the birds of the air, because it repents me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord Jehovah. These are the generations' records of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God. And Noah fathered three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and indeed it was corrupt, because all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said to Noah, The end of all flesh has come before me, because the earth is filled with violence through them, and indeed I will destroy them with the earth. Make for yourself an ark of gopher wood, rooms you must make in the ark, and will coat it with tar inside and out. And this is how you must make it. The length of the ark must be 300 cubits, about 450 feet, 130 meters, its width 50 cubits, about 75 feet, 23 meters, and its height 30 cubits. About 45 feet, 13.8 meters, you must make a window in the ark, and you must finish it a cubit about 1.5 feet, 0.46 meters above, and the door of the ark you must set in its side, with lower, second, and third stories you must make it. And, look, I, even I, bring a flood of waters upon the earth, to destroy all flesh, in which is the breath of life, from under heaven, and everything that is in the earth will die. But with you I will establish my covenant, and you shall come into the ark, you and your sons, and your wife, and your sons' wives with you. And of every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort you shall bring into the ark to keep them alive with you, they shall be male and female. Of birds after their kinds, and of cattle after their kinds, of every crawling thing of the earth after its kind, two of every sort will come to you, to keep them alive. And take for yourself of all food that is eaten, and you must gather it to yourself, and it will be for food for you and for them. So Noah did, according to all that God commanded him.